And stand with me if you would. This is nothing you haven't heard, because there's nothing new under the sun. I believe the man that wrote this is the one that said that. And you may have heard it. And if you have, then you're going to hear it again. Amen. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Boy, I like that. I want God's favor on my life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let's pray. Father, we come in Jesus' name tonight. Just want to say thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your goodness, for your mercy, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Lord God, just to stand and just to proclaim the goodness of God and that grace, Father, we just heard about. Father, the grace, I'm thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing me this way and directing my paths, and Lord, teaching me things. And Lord God, showing me your mercy. Lord, I thank you tonight. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, you touch that heart tonight that needs to be saved. Lord God, there could be somebody here that's lost. Somebody here just doesn't realize, Father, hadn't experienced the grace of God. Pray, Father, in Christ's name tonight, Lord God, you'd help that heart, Father, that's hurting. Lord God, that one that's maybe disillusioned, and Father, that one that's just confused. God, help us tonight. Lord God, move in our lives, and we'll thank you and praise you, God, for all that you're going to do. Bless the preaching, bless thy word, and Lord, help us tonight. I need you tonight. I confess, Father, I need you. Can't do this without you. We plead the blood tonight and claim that victory in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk a little bit tonight about walking with God. This book of Proverbs just amazes me. If you want wisdom, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberty to all men, giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, which means he's not going to tell you, well, you can't handle it. He's going to say, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. And you know where a lot of times where he takes you is right here in the book of Proverbs. And it's a good book. I mean, it talks about a lot of things. And let me just give you some of the things it talks about. Number one, it talks about my son. It says that 23 times. And that, what it is, it's a father writing to his son. It's Solomon writing to his children. And I like the fact that a father can teach a son. I've made mistakes as a father. I've made mistakes as a son. But my father's never made one single mistake, and neither has his son. Amen. They ask us sometimes in the prison, what's the difference between what you believe and what we believe? And 99% of the time, 99.999% of the time, it's going to be Jesus. Yeah. Every now and then they'll know about Jesus, but a lot of times they don't see him as God's son, the only begotten of the Father, the only one that hung on the cross that could cleanse us from all our sins. But he talks about, he said, my son. He said, then he talks about wisdom. I said, mentions that 54 times. He talks about knowledge. Boy, I want to know all the knowledge I can get, because I'm sorely lacking, I'll tell you. And you know where that knowledge comes from? Because of instruction. It mentions that 25 times. It mentions understanding 54 times. But then it talks about paths. It talks about paths 18 times. I'll never forget being in Germany as a soldier years ago. We was out there in the middle of the night on a orienteering course, night compass course. And that was coming down a little path. I mean, it's just pitch black. Brother Gary, you know some of them. Brother Ben, you may know some of these things. Some of these guys that's been in the service, you know what it's like over there. And I don't know what it is. There's European darkness is dark. So is that mud is stickier than anything you ever saw here. But that it's dark. And we was over there probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I was by myself. At one time, they did send you out in pairs, but I was by myself. And I was on this little bitty path going down through there. And all of a sudden, I heard the biggest rumbling coming behind me, and that thing went right, and it was a boar. That thing must have been that tall. I don't know how big it was. I didn't see it. All I know is that there was something went past me, and I'm thinking, man, I'm on the wrong path. I think I made a mistake. But you know, when you get on God's path, you walk with God, you're not on the wrong path. You're on the right path. And that's what the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about in Jeremiah being on asking for the old paths. Hey, you know this, if there's an old saying. There's a saying that says if it's new, it ain't true. I'm glad that what we've got is this old story. Hey, this thing gets newer every day. I like it. It's new to me. I like it. And there's a plain path. There's an unknown path. Sometimes you go places you have no idea where you're headed. I think about old Abraham. Man, he left the Ur of the Chaldees there, and he went to a land that he didn't know where he was going. He had no idea, but he followed God. He trusted the Lord, and God counted unto him for righteousness. There's a sinner's path. There's a path of judgment. But then, you know, there's also a good path. There's some good paths out there. There's a froward path. There's a path of death. The ways of there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the ways are the ways of death, or the path is death. There's a path that's righteous, and then there's a path of life, and then there's your path. What path are you on tonight? Walking with God. Walking with God. Hey, it's important that we walk with God. The Bible is just there's so much here that I would never be able to preach it all in 10 or 20 years. I think that's why we've got eternity, so we can learn. So we're going to be learning from now on. Amen. I'm glad of that. I'm glad we've got eternity, because this book is limitless. As many times as I've read it, and I don't know how many times it is, as many times I've read through here and read through the Bible, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Amen. And I get to thinking, I said, how long has that been in there? Especially when it really speaks to me. Amen. But you know, walking with God, it's a daily walk. It's a daily, and it's a decision. It's a decided walk. It's something that you decide to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to get up in the morning. I said, Lord, I said, I have to pray like this about every morning. Every morning I have to get up and say, Lord, I said, I abdicate the throne. That means I'm getting myself off the throne in my heart. I'm going to let Jesus sit there today. And you know, the thing about it is, as weak as I am, I've got to do that again tomorrow. Because somewhere along the way, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to drive the bus. And you know, God's a gentleman. He'll get up and let me drive it. He'll let me drive it. And I'll drive it right off a cliff. Every time. But I want to walk with God. And how do you walk with God? Number one, he says we need to trust. In verses 5 and 6, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What does it mean to trust? I'm going to give you some definitions here tonight. Number one, that word trust, it means to be confident in or secure in. It means to confide in. You know what that means, to confide in? It means I can talk to God about anything. There's nothing I can't talk to him about. There's some things that I can't talk to other people about. And maybe even some things I can't talk to my wife about. Just something that's in my mind or something that maybe I can't explain. But I can talk to God. Even when I can't explain it to him, he already knows what I'm feeling. He already knows what's going on in my life. The Holy Ghost of God interprets for me. And it's like I'll say one thing and the Holy Ghost of God says, Lord, that's not really what he's thinking. But he already knows that this is what he's trying to say. This is what he's trying to say. And would you help him? And Jesus is interceding for me. The Holy Ghost is praying for me. I can't lose. Amen. And God said, he likes me. Over in, I think it's 1 Chronicles 28, he said, God liked me. I'm glad God likes me. I know he loves me, but I'm glad he likes me too. Amen. But it means to, it's a refuge, to trust. It's a refuge. Now, where are you going to go for protection? To God. He is your refuge. Somebody said one time, you know the story, said the Lord is a very present help in time of trouble. They say I said, what's a lie? A very present help in time of trouble. You know, you've heard that old joke. But I'll tell you what's fact. God is a very present help. He is my help. He is my refuge. He's my strong tower. He's my buckler. Hey, he's my shadow. He's my sun and my shield tonight. And I love him for that. I take refuge in him. You know, you're in God's will. You're under his umbrella. And his umbrella don't move. I step over here. I'm outside of God's umbrella. I'm fixing to get rained on. His umbrella's right there, right where he said it would be. I think about Elijah. He said, I have prepared, I have commanded a widow woman there. I have told you there. I've commanded the ravens to feed you there. You ought to get where, and he trusted the Lord. He trusted him. He went to the place of refuge. He fled to that place of protection. You know, so many times we say, I don't want to trust you. God, you're not trustworthy. Well, he is. He sure is trustworthy. You know, I don't understand why it is that I think God can't meet my need. I've seen him do it too many times. And you look at people and what's going on in the world today, and you say, well, why don't they just trust the Lord? Well, I don't know, because we're sinful people. We want to do it our own way. We're prideful, because that's what happened to Lucifer. Pride was found in his heart, and he fell. He said, I want to be God. Sometimes we want to be God ourselves, and that's why I say I've got to let Jesus be crowned king of my life every day. every day. I need to trust in the Lord. I need to flee to Him. The Bible says in Nehemiah, the Lord knoweth those that trust in Him. And He knows whether I'm trusting in Him. I can't fool God. I'm not going to fool Him a bit. The Bible says in Psalm 118, it's better to trust in the Lord than put your confidence in man. You put your confidence in me, I will fail you. I'll ruin your day. And I don't mean to do that. You can let God be true and every man a liar. Now, there's some people take that to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to lie to you. So I may make a promise I can't keep. For whatever reason, but I may fail you, not wanting to, but I'm not your trust. God is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What is that word heart? That heart, you know, that's the center of everything. That's the center of everything. That's your will, that's your intellect, and that's your emotions. That's your wanter, that's your thinker, and that's your feeler. That's everything that's about you. And you need to be thinking about Him. You need to be your will. What it says in verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. That's a decision that you make. I decide whether or not I'm going to obey God. I make that decision. Peter, when he got out of the boat, he made a decision. Lord, if it be thou, bidst me come unto thee upon the water. And he did. He asked specifically for a prayer request, and Jesus said, come. And he did it. He got out of the boat. Now, you know, my children, I got my one son here, and I got two more, and one in Texas and one in Florida. You know, I can make them do about anything I want them to do. I can make them take out the trash or clean the house or whatever. But I can't make them love God. I can make it conducive for them to love God, but I can't make them love God. I can't make them be saved. That's a decision that they've got to make on their own. Never forget that day when Daniel walked right over here and knelt and got saved. Praise the Lord. I'll never forget the day that Michael stood right up here and said, I just want to serve God. Hey, that wasn't Daddy making him do that. That was God saying, here, come to me. Get out of the boat and come to me. Trust me with all your heart. I want to trust God with all my heart. You know, most of the time, I give God about half of it. And I'm sorry for that. That's a lick on me. The heart. It's the center of everything. The heart of the matter. Trust Him with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. That first thing there at how to walk with God is to trust Him. He's trustworthy. And lean not unto thine own understanding. You know that word lean means to rely. It means to incline or lean one way or the other. You know, if you built your foundation of the house and you didn't build it good, that house is against you. It's going to start leaning. And that's not what you want. That's not what you want. It means to rest. It means to support yourself. You know, many times I lean on myself. I lean on my own talents or own abilities or own whatever. But, you know, that'll run out eventually. All that runs out. When I lean on myself, I make a mess. But I like what it says a little bit further on in the chapter here. It says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction, for whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. You know what that tells me? That tells me that God delights in me. That tells me that He loves me enough to correct me. He loves me enough to make things right with me. And I'm glad of that tonight. I'm glad that He loves me. I think about that rich young ruler that came to Jesus, and he said, good master, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus told him, he said, several things, keep the law. He said, I've done all these things from my youth up. And the Bible says, beholding him, he loved him. He was going to have to tell him, that's not good enough. This is what you need to do. You lack one thing. But he lacked the Lord is what he lacked. He lacked the blood is what he lacked. He lacked being saved. When I make a mess of things, He still loves me. God loves me the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I'm glad of that. No matter whether I'm saved or not, He still loves me the same. It's my relationship. It's my fellowship that changes from day to day. It's me that cools off. It's not Him. I lean on Him. I want to lean on Him, not on Bill, but on the Lord. He's trustworthy tonight. I can lean on him in all my ways. I like what that word ways, it carries the meaning passenger. I'm a passenger in this bus. I'm not the bus driver. I'm not the one that's in charge. I'm a passenger. Something else it means, to how to walk with the Lord. You trust him, to lean not to your on yourself but on him, but then acknowledge. I like that word knowledge. It means to know. It means to know. In y'all may have heard this before, but in Spanish there's two ways to say to know. One of them is the first one is you say saber, which means to. I'm speaking in tongues in here, by the way, but Susie can interpret for me or somebody can. Amen. But it means to know about something. And there's a lot of people that know about Christ. There's a lot of people that know about God. I mean, all you got to do is go to a football game or go to whatever kind of sporting outfit or outing or whatever, and they're going to talk about God eventually. But then there's another word, is conocer, which means to know personally. And I would ask a lot of people, and I'll tell you in English, I said, "Do you know Christ?" "Oh, yeah, everybody knows about Christ." Or do you know him? Do you know him as your Savior? Oh, no, nobody can know that. I said, well, yes, you can. While we're talking about God, let me tell you about him. Amen. Amen. But to know him, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, it says that he that cometh, without faith it's impossible to please him, and that he that cometh to him must believe that he is a rewarder of him that diligently seek him. We got to have faith. And believe, we got to know him. It means to know God. How do you know God? By knowing his son. Yeah. That's the key, is by knowing his son. If you know, I think it was over in John chapter 14, where they said, "Show us the Father." He said, "Have I not been with you long enough, so long?" He said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And that's what I want to know tonight. I like what it says, and I believe it's... In Acts, yeah, he said, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." Amen. I like what it says in Philippians, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." You know, the sufferings, there are some things that Jesus will let you suffer through. Because he loves you so much that he wants you to be conformed to his image. He wants to have fellowship with you. And sometimes there's no other way to have fellowship except by some sufferings between you and him. That word acknowledge is to know him. They took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. I'm going to tell you what's a fact. I love reading the Bible. It's the best book. It's the only thing we got from heaven. Amen. The only thing we can put our hands on from heaven. But when I was in Morocco a few years ago, it's a Muslim country and didn't have any pepperoni pizza, so that was a tragedy right there. But I didn't have a lot to do, and in the evenings, and so I'd read my Bible, which was a good thing, and so I'd just start reading and read maybe a whole book at a time, and I'm thinking, man, I've got time to do this. This is wonderful. Maybe a couple of days read the whole book of Ezekiel. Or Isaiah or something, and it was just, I'm thinking, man, this is really a whole new light. If you've got time, I encourage you to do it. I mean, it's wonderful to do it that way. Sometimes we just break it up, you know, two or three chapters at a time or a few verses at a time. But if you can read the whole thing, it gives you a whole different view, a whole different knowledge, a whole different way of knowing him. And I really enjoy it. Just mega dosing on the Word of God. I heard somebody say one time, I like it to know him. And I say the only way to know him is to know his son. And you get to know him, know his son, and he can help you. How to walk with God, acknowledge him, is to trust him, to consider him, to declare his works. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah. And then he'll do? He'll direct your path. He will direct your path. That word direct means to make straight. He'll straighten you out. Remember that woman over there and that was bowed down for 18 years, I think it was, in Luke chapter 13. Jesus touched her and he straightened her up. Amen. That's what some of us need. We just need to be straightened up. Amen. Straighten up, boy. That's what my daddy used to tell me. Straighten up, boy. And I'd straighten up for a little while. Then it kind of got to go back down. You know how it is. It means to make right. It means to make it right. Let's see what I says in Psalm 119. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. What it does is it takes our ways, the ways we want to go, and makes it right, makes it got line up with God's ways. He said, I'll direct your path. He'll make your paths prosperous and pleasant. Now, it may be tough. It may be a tough climb, but you ain't going to mind. It's not going to be near as hard. Whenever we're fighting against it, he told Paul, he said, it's tough. It's hard to kick against the pricks. And from what I understand, it's those oxen, they would have sharp sticks behind them. And so if they would kick backwards like that, like they were bucking up against the orders of the herdman there, they would hurt themselves. And he said, it's hard to do that. And we do that a lot of times. We bloody ourselves and we get all messed up. But if you'll let him direct your path, it'll be a pleasant and fitting path. But that word direct also is a noun. He said, there's no doubt about what God's doing. There won't be any doubt about it. It means to regulate. How can two walk together except they be agreed, the Bible tells us. He'll regulate your speed. Sometimes we want to go a little bit too fast. And I'm bad about that. I'm impatient. And I'm going to wait eventually. You know what I'm saying? He'll regulate the company. He'll put people in your lives. He'll put people in your lives. He'll take people out of your lives to get you what you need. He's got a will for you. He's got you on a path, and he's got a purpose in your life. He'll regulate the conditions. You got to be agreed. I think about Brother Tim as he leads this choir up here. He stands up here, and I know why I don't, because number one, I don't sing, but number two, years ago when we was at the house, I think it must have been Jubilee. I think Susie had one of the kids at home sick or something. Brother Ben was up here, morning, you know, he was having a good time just leading the choir, and like these guys always do, and I'm amazed at it. And but I was telling Susie, I said, man, you should have seen Brother Ben. He did like this, and I went like that, and I hit one of the globes on the light and busted it all over the place. And I said, okay, well, I'm done. that's my choir directing career. But I see brother Tim up here and these guys directing the choir. What's he do? He tells them when to stand up, when to sit down. He tells them when to start singing. He tells the musicians, he said, okay, stop for now. Now go ahead and start playing again. Tells them how to hold a note. Tells them who to sing. And then tells them when to disperse. Tells all these things. And you know, as long as everybody's doing the same thing, if this group over here decides to sing Amazing Grace and this one over here decides to sing something else just as I am, boy, it's going to be a mess. But when we get all together, man, it sounds pretty. And I believe it's a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of our Lord. When we do what we're supposed to do, the Bible tells us that the Spirit lusteth to envy. What's that mean? He wants to take charge of your life. He wants you to take a back seat and let him lead. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and all thine understanding, and he shall direct thy paths. I'm almost done. I think about if I get this right, there was a preacher somewhere in Virginia that had been at his church for less than a year, I believe. And there was one man got saved. I think he was about 25 years old or something like that. And if I'm correct, he was kind of discouraged because he thought, well, there's just one person got saved. And then he left, went on someplace else. But he trusted the Lord, and the Lord directed his path. He leaned not to his own understanding. He could have gone over here to a bigger church. He could have gone over here where there's a whole lot of going on. But he trusted the Lord, and the Lord led his path. And the man that got saved went on, and now he's here at this church. You see what I'm saying? I'm saved. I can trust the Lord because that man way back there trusted the Lord. There's people, brother, there's people in Bulgaria Brother Marcus, people over there in Ireland, they trust in the Lord. You trust in the Lord. You guys trust in the Lord. And Brother Jeff, there's people in Arizona, because you trust in God. There's people out there that's going to get saved. And they're going to have an opportunity to trust the Lord and let God direct their paths. Amen. It's a place of safety this night. Say, it's better than a GPS. And the Bible says this in verse 23, then you trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Verse 23 says, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. I'm glad that we can trust him tonight. Amen. I don't know what God's doing in your life. I don't know if maybe you're wondering, hey, what's going on in my life? Everything's kind of gone to pieces. If you'll just trust in the Lord tonight. Acknowledge him. Realize that he's in charge. Realize who he is tonight. Give him the honor and the glory. Say, Lord, you're worthy tonight. He'll direct your path. Brother Tim, if you'll come and stand with me, if you would. This altar is open tonight. I just want to give you an opportunity. If there's something in your life that you need to make right with God, I don't know what's going on in your heart tonight. I know, all I know is I need him, and